Jürgen Ron Deutsch, the executive director of the Fiscal Policy Institute. Recently, the president put out his new federal budget. Ron, how does New York fare in this budget that the Trump administration is pushing?
I don't think New York is going to fare particularly well, and I think we need to think about a few things here. The reality is that New York is pretty reliant on federal funding for many of the programs and services that we administer. About 36% of our all funds budget comes from the federal government. So that's more than the 30% that comes from our personal income tax in New York. So yes, we are reliant on federal funding. I'd say the largest amounts, about $37 billion, go toward Medicaid. Another $3.78 billion go towards the Essential Plan, which was the Medicaid expansion plan that was put in place under the Affordable Care Act. So a lot of people are relying on federal dollars for their health care, for sure. But then we also get, you know, billions more. We get up to about $57 billion in our all funds budget that goes to everything from social service programs to housing programs to public protection. There's a wide list of things that it goes to. And then outside of the state, we also have local governments who are dependent on federal funds. We have school districts. Our housing authorities in particular are very dependent on federal funds. For instance, New York City Housing Authority, 60% of its funding comes from the Fed. So, yes, we're very concerned about what the president is proposing right now. Whether or not it's going to move forward remains to be seen. But I think there's great cause for concern given the amount of cuts that he's looking at making.
Now, the governor has his own budget out, sort of some hocus pocus on how he's going to try to deal with the $4 billion or more revenue gap. How does the Trump new budget proposal complicate the state budget negotiations?
Well, let's remember, it was just a few short weeks ago that Congress really came to an agreement on a spending package that the governor, that the president signed into law. So this spending package actually increases spending in some areas. But what the president does is basically throw that to the wind and attempts to make, you know, billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in cuts in many, many programs across the board, everything ranging from Medicaid to Social Security disability insurance to housing programs to food assistance. He's really kind of targeting low-income, needy, vulnerable populations throughout this country. And I think it's, you know, unconscionable that he's doing this. And the reality is, you know, why is he doing this? Well, you know, he just also signed into law a federal tax bill that they all take great pride in, whereas 80% of those benefits over the 10-year period go to the top 1% of Americans. And it basically mushrooms our deficit by about $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years. So now these deficit hawks who just increased the deficit are looking to basically, you know, cut the deficit on the backs of poor people. And I think that's just horrible.
Now, over the years, of course, we've seen Republicans in Congress try to do a lot of cuts to the food stamp program, and even in New York City, they try to limit the food stamp program to get rid of certain items like soda and stuff. Have some of those longtime Republican attacks on the food stamp program resurfaced?
Oh, absolutely. I think the president is really looking to really decimate the food stamp program. He's looking to cut it by more than $213 billion over the next 10 years, or nearly 30%. So it's going to reduce the amount of food stamp benefits going to individuals. It's going to put a variety of different limitations on it. And now he's gone as far as to suggest that the government will send you a box of non-perishable food, basically instead of giving you your entire food stamp budget. So instead of people being allowed to go to the stores and shop at local supermarkets, which, you know, is good for the economy, we're going to be getting, you know, this kind of blue apron approach, if you will. I'm sure people would wish it was more like blue apron, but the reality is it's going to be, you know, we're going back to the kind of government cheese days where you'll get a box of food from the government, and hopefully that'll tide you over. But the reality is this is a sad mistake, and I'm hoping we'll never move forward.
Well, you mentioned previously the federal budget cuts in Medicaid. Healthcare is the biggest part, I believe, of the state budget. How is New York impacted by the federal budget cuts on the healthcare front?
Yeah, obviously whatever happens on Medicaid is going to be damaging to New York, especially if there are cuts made. So the president is proposing a number of things. He's proposing to block grant Medicaid to states and put a per capita income limit on or per capita limit on the amount of spending per person. So regardless of how much assistance you need, you know, you're going to be limited to a certain cap on assistance. So if you're, you know, very sick or you're in nursing homes or things like that, this is going to create problems. And then the other reality is, you know, block granting is basically a euphemism for cutting funding, and that's exactly what they're doing under the kind of the guise of providing more flexibility at the state level. But this could blow billions of dollars in holes in our state budget at a time when we're already facing a $4.4 billion gap that we're trying to close this year alone. So the state actually, in last year's budget, put a plan in place. So basically, if the cuts to Medicaid and or other federal programs exceed $850 million to the state, what's going to happen is the Division of Budget will put out a plan, a remediation plan, if you will, on how to make up for those cuts. And the legislature then will have either 90 days to act on that plan or come up with their own plan. So, you know, we would want to make sure we're working with the legislature to come up with a plan that makes sense and that actually raises revenue to fill those gaps rather than cutting more programs and services to poor people.
Now, some people have said that the president's budget proposals are dead on arrival, particularly because just a few weeks ago, the Congress cut a deal on the federal budget. You know, what are the politics and what are the dynamics of this budget debate that we're likely to see in the next few months at the federal level?
You know, so I don't know that anything the president necessarily puts forward is dead on arrival. He seems to have a knack at trying to get things to move through and pushing people to do what he wants. I mean, granted, we were able to beat back the repeal of the Affordable Care Act to a certain degree, but obviously in the tax bill, they eliminated the individual mandate, so that kind of eviscerated part of the Affordable Care Act. But, you know, the reality is we have a 2018 midterm election coming up, and many members of Congress, particularly New York members, you know, have to run on this notion of cutting programs and services to many of their constituents. I mean, think about the fact that almost one in three New Yorkers is receiving Medicaid assistance of some sort. One in six New Yorkers or so are receiving food stamps, you know, and they're looking at making these major cuts to these programs that serve a lot of their constituents. So I don't think that Congress is going to have an appetite for what the president's proposing right now. My sense is what we're going to see this year is things that Republicans and the GOP in Congress feel resonate well with their base and resonate well with independents. So I think what we're going to see is a lot of talk about work requirements or work opportunities for people who are on public assistance or receiving food stamps and or Medicaid. You know, we already have work requirements in place really across the board for many programs, but I think what they want to do is make these even more stringent and require more work out of people, which, you know, I think is really more kind of busy work than anything else at times. So the reality is that, you know, they want to impose new work requirements and you know, make it even more difficult for people to receive assistance. So I think that's the direction we're going to see them moving in this year. But who knows what happens after that.
So we have a little bit less than a minute left. We've been talking to Ron Deuce, Executive Director of Fiscal Policy Institute. Ron, if people want to follow, you know, what's going on with the federal budget, how best to do that?
So I think you can check out a number of different websites. Our allies in Washington are the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. Their website is cbpp.org. And you can check out our website at fiscalpolicy.org. There's a lot of information right now up there about the state budget. And we're also putting up this week some congressional district fact sheets that really kind of walk people through the number of people receiving assistance in each congressional district. So our members of Congress will have some idea of who they're going to be impacting.
Thank you, Ron Deutsch.